So like I said, I volunteered to preach 2-3 weeks ago. And I spent Friday and Saturday sorting it out because I haven't... although I've been waiting on God for something, nothing's happened. I kind of had something I wanted to talk about, and then something else happened, and then I came yesterday, and that just confirmed what I'm going to talk about today, really. You've heard of Messy Church, yeah? Everyone knows Messy Church? This is probably going to be Messy Preach, right? Just to give you a heads up. I did say to someone earlier, I said, I liked it last week because there was about 15 of us here. Not today. So, I need to dig out my pastoral disclaimer I normally put up. You know, parental guidance. I've got a pastoral guidance one that I normally put up just to explain that this journey you're on, I'm on too. Yeah, I'm not there. I'm still learning. And what I'm going to talk about today applies to me as much as it does as anybody else in the room, yeah? You may find this hard to believe, but I struggle with... Did I go? No, I didn't. I struggle with the following. I struggle with struggling. Yeah. I struggle with a lack of confidence... Yeah. I also struggle with fear, which has been mentioned today. And failure. So that prompted me to look these words up. Yeah. So struggle is to contend with an adversary or an opposing force. So yeah, I'll get that. Lack of confidence. So it's... Confidence is a belief in oneself and one's powers or abilities. Self-confidence, self-reliance, assurance. So I've got a lack of all of those, yeah, on days. Fear, a feeling of distress, apprehension or alarm caused by an impending danger, pain, etc. One day I'll grow up and be serious, Chris. It's our level, Terry, this is. Yeah. Failure. The act or an instance of failing to be unsuccessful in an attempt at something or to do something. So, despite my outward... bravado. I struggle with all of those, yeah? Especially when I'm up the front here looking at you lot in the room. It used to be worse because it's back in the day when we had a big church, lots of people, and what I call lots of seasoned Christians. When God spoke to me, I used to cower in a corner because why is he talking to me when that person, yeah, is obviously well anointed and I'm not? So this is where all this comes in, yeah? So I'm trying to get the grips with it. I am a lot better. I tend to listen to God and do it anyway now, yeah? Yeah, doesn't feel good, Chris, but yeah.
It's good when you do it.
Yeah. Okay. So with this, when I came yesterday... we had a time of waiting on God for him to talk to us. And there were people sat down, they were cutting pictures out of magazines and stuff like that. Whereas I just stood and I was waiting on God. And he reminded me of some of my images that I took when I've been on holiday. I'm not allowed to call them photographs, they're images. With a head nod, images. And so what spoke to me about this was power, yeah? So this is just waves breaking over a rock taken in Crete, which is quite, Yeah, you can see the power of the waves. Yeah. And there's another one that showed or emphasized power. Yeah. And then from there, we went to waves crashing gently on a beach. So we've gone from power to just gentle rolling waves on the beach. Yeah. So from that, believe it or not, I got Lion and the Lamb. I best start reading my notes now. This is where I stop blabbing. All right. So that slide, my notes say Lion and the Lamb. So it's all right then. There is a point to this. I know I joke, but there is a point. So the lion in the Bible. Quite like that picture. That was good, isn't it? So, lion. Lion of the tribe of Judah, which is Revelation 5:5, refers to Jesus as the victorious Messiah, descended from David, who has triumphed and is worthy to open the scrolls of God's judgment. Bear with me. The lion in the Old Testament often symbolizes strength, majesty, and divine authority. Hosea 11:10. This is just an example, is that they will follow the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children will come trembling from the west. That's not meant to happen. I've lost my... Oh, yeah, I didn't adjust it, sorry. So, and then in the New Testament, we've got Jesus as the lion represents his sovereignty, courage, and righteous judgment, a king who rules with power and justice. Okay, so that's just showing you all the attributes of the lion, as far as I'm concerned, about how powerful it is, yeah? And this, the lion is God, yeah? So God is powerful in everything he does, or can be, yeah? But then on the other hand, we go from there to... Get ready for the R's. Ready? Oh. Someone's on my side. Right. So now we've got the lamb. Lamb of God, yeah? So Christians view Isaiah 53 as a prophecy fulfilled in Jesus' life and death. This blew me away. Yeah? Okay? So the passage speaks of someone who is despised and rejected, pierced for our transgressions, and led like a lamb to the slaughter. All seen as a direct reference to Jesus' crucifixion and redemptive role. So this was Isaiah. Bear that in mind. So in Isaiah 53:7 portrays the Messiah as a silent, suffering servant, emphasizing humility and obedience, like a lamb led to the slaughter. We've all heard that phrase before, haven't we? So in 1 John 29, it highlights Jesus' role as the ultimate sacrificial offering. So I had to go back and look at this, because first of all, I didn't know who John was. When they said, the next day, John, I was like, John who? So I had to look it up, and it's actually John the Baptist. So the day before, John the Baptist has been quizzed by the Jewish church. Who are you? What are you doing? And all this. And he said, I'm just John. I'm not the Messiah. Yeah, I'm just doing what God's called me to do. And then the next day, John the Baptist says, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world as Jesus walked past him. Yeah? Sorry? That's all right. We'll go back to it in a minute and we'll have a chat. Yeah? All right, cool. I love a bit of interaction. Lamb. Right, 1 Peter 1, 18 to 21. For you know... Sorry, I'll sit next to you and read this. My legs are hurting. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. A lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. I like that. I like it a lot. Haven't needed any tissues yet. It's good. Right, so this is the next bit. I've done a timeline for you. Because you know I said about Isaiah 53:7, yeah? About them prophesying about Jesus. This blew me away. I'm going to get all excited and jumpy now. So, possibly. So, this timeline shows us that 1,400 years before the birth of Christ, Moses receives and records the law. Yeah? 770 years before the birth of Christ, Isaiah told us he was coming. Sorry. So 740 to 700 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah told us all about it and declared what Jesus would do for us. I was like, awesome. Because that was another thing that came out of yesterday as well. One of the people in the group went to a craft fair and she was blessed because she found a card, and on the front of the card it said, don't worry. And when she turned the card over, it had her name on it. And this card was 100 years old. So, Kay, you're in the same room as Isaiah, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah? You've actually got the card with you today, haven't you? I've seen it. So I know it's real. So this blew me away when I was looking at this yesterday. That's how much, or how detailed our God is, and how much he loves us, and how much he wants a relationship with us. Yeah? You're still awake. Awesome. Right. Oh, yeah. Ready? So, break every chain. Jesus, in his fullness, has the power to deliver us from sin, fear, addiction, oppression, and spiritual bondage. His sacrifice as the lamb and victory as the lion work together to bring complete freedom. Amen. What was that? What did you say then? You want to tell everyone else?
I said, it sounds like a good fight to me.
Awesome. Oh, getting too clicky. Right. So when we say the lion and the lamb break every chain, we declare that Christ's power breaks the grip of sin, fear, and oppression. Christ's sacrifice brings healing, forgiveness, and restoration. Oh, nearly. We are no longer bound. We are free to live in grace. Sorry? Oh, we're not talking about Elvis, are we? Right, so here we go again. So I've nearly finished. I'm a bit quick, and I, but it's all right because there's a personal response which you can take 10 minutes on, and then I'll be on time, Chris, all right? So I would like, I'm going to do this as well because, like I said, I'm on this journey as well, yeah? Personal response, take a moment to reflect. So break every chain. What chains do I need Jesus to break in my life? Yeah, we're not breaking those kind of chains today. No, another day. Where have I seen his strength and gentleness at work in my life? Oh, this is a good one. This would be a struggle for me because, like I say, I'm a bit awkward. How can I reflect both the lion's boldness and the lamb's humility today? Yeah. So if we take just a little while to reflect on those, yeah, I think the first one is key. Yeah. If there's anybody here that's got any chains in their life they need breaking, yeah, I think today will be the day to do it. Yeah. Okay. We'll get someone to pray for you. Yeah. And we've got a prayer as well. I've come well equipped today, didn't I? Eh? So this prayer, shall we say it together? Yeah. Only if you agree with what I've said. Yeah. Steve stood up. You're serious, aren't you, about this? Yeah? Anybody else serious and you want to stand up, feel free. So the prayer. Lord Jesus, Lion of Judah and Lamb of God, thank you for your strength that defends me and your love that redeems me. Break every chain that holds me back. Chains of fear, shame and doubt. Help me walk in the freedom you won for me. And reflect your courage and compassion in all I do. Amen. This is the last slide, I believe. Right, so closing thought, yeah? The closing thought will be, the lion roars in victory. The lamb reigns through sacrifice. Together, they invite you into a life of freedom, grace, and purpose. Amen.